Thanks for listening to the Wellspring Church Podcast.
Why don't you grab a seat for just a few moments? Come and see what God has done. That's why we're here. We're here because in the hustle and bustle and chaos of life, especially at this season, something draws us here. Something says we should pause. Something says we should celebrate. And today that's what we do. We celebrate maybe the greatest act in human history. The God of the universe loved us so much, he sent his son to earth for us. Because he had created this world for us. And he wanted to be in relationship with us. But as humans tend to do, we knew better. And so we rebelled. We sinned. We did what God did not want us to do, and the relationship was broken. But rather than punish us for our mistake, he sent his son to rescue us. Because that relationship was broken by sin, and it required a sacrifice. And so the birth we celebrate today, that baby grew up to be a man. And at the age of 33, he willfully laid down his life as a sacrifice. Not for his mistakes, but for ours. So that we could be reconciled to our Heavenly Father. Not only did he lay down his life, 3 days later he defeated death to prove that he was supremely in control of all things. So through faith in him, we have nothing to fear. I want to thank you for being here today, because I know there's a lot of chaos. We've all got stuff to do. Meals to cook, presents to wrap. And our goal today was just to create a few moments where we could have some peace. Where we could turn all that off and give ourselves permission to rest in the story of Jesus. To reflect on the story of Jesus. And then to respond to the story of Jesus. We're resting now. And I want to read you the story of Jesus, specifically the story of how Jesus was born. The story of this moment of Christmas. And then I will invite you to reflect on what Jesus means to you right now. This is how Jesus, the Messiah, was born. His mother Mary was engaged to be married to Joseph. But before the marriage took place, while she was still a virgin, she became pregnant through the power of the Holy Spirit. God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a village in Galilee, to tell Mary what was about to happen. He appeared to her and he said, "Greetings, favored woman. The Lord is with you." Confused and disturbed, Mary tried to think what the angel could mean. "Don't be afraid, Mary," the angel told her, "for you have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be very great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David, and he will reign over Israel forever. His kingdom will never end. The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the baby to be born will be holy, and he will be called the Son of God." Mary responded, "I am the Lord's servant. May everything you have said about me come true." And the angel left her. Now Joseph, to whom she was engaged, he was a righteous man, and an angel had not appeared to him yet. But he did not want to disgrace her publicly, so he decided to break the engagement quietly. But as he considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream as well. "Joseph, son of David," the angel said, "do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child within her was conceived by the Holy Spirit. And she will have a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." When Joseph woke up, he did exactly as the angel of the Lord commanded, and he took Mary as his wife. At about that time, the Roman Emperor Augustus decreed that a census should be taken throughout the Roman Empire. So all returned to their own ancestral towns to register for this census. And because Joseph was a descendant of King David, he had to go to Bethlehem in Judea, which was David's ancient home. He traveled there from the village of Nazareth in Galilee, and he took with him Mary. And while they were there, the time came for her baby to be born. And she gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him snugly in strips of cloth, and she laid him in a manger because there was no lodging available for them. That very night, there were shepherds staying in the fields nearby, guarding their flocks of sheep, when suddenly an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. They were terrified, but the angel reassured them. He said, "Don't be afraid. I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. Because the Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David. And you will recognize him by this sign. You will find a baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth, lying in a manger." Suddenly, the angel was joined by a vast host of others, the armies of heaven, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in highest heaven, and peace on earth to those with whom God is pleased." But when the angel had returned to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, "Well, let's go to Bethlehem. Let's see this thing that's happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried to the village, and they found Mary and Joseph. And there was the baby lying in the manger. After seeing him, the shepherds told everyone what had happened and what the angel had said to them about the child. And all who heard the shepherd's story were astonished. But Mary, she kept all these things in her heart, and she thought about them often. The shepherds went back to their flocks, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, because it was just as the angel had told them. And about that same time, some wise men from eastern lands arrived in Jerusalem asking, "Where is this newborn king of the Jews? We saw his star as it rose, and we've come to worship him." After consulting with the leaders in Jerusalem, they learned that the Messiah was to be born in Bethlehem, and so they continued to follow the star until it led to the place where Jesus was. When they saw the star, they were filled with joy. They entered the place, and they saw Jesus with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and they worshiped him. Then they opened their treasure chests and gave him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And from that point on, we're told that Jesus grew in wisdom, in stature, and in favor with God and all the people. Our perfect Heavenly Father sent his Son for us. Today we've paused to reflect on that moment. As TJ sings over us in just a moment, that's my invitation. My invitation for you is to reflect. Reflect on who Jesus is. Reflect on who he's been to you this year. And if you're new and you don't know anything about Jesus, just reflect on the act of a God so loving that he would send his Son, and a God so powerful that he can raise the dead. And know that that God did all of that for you, so you could know him, so you could have a relationship with him, so that by following him, you could experience the abundant life he came to give. So I want to pray. And as TJ sings, I invite you to reflect on the power of that moment and to reflect on who Jesus is to you. Let me pray. Father, we love you so much. God, we're so grateful for a moment to pause, for a moment to reflect on who you are and what you've done. May our lives never be the same because of what you remind us in this moment. May our hearts turn to you. May they be filled with you. And may we leave here changed. So in your son's name we pray. Amen.